This is the Deeper Understandings column. It's entitled A Love Story, this time written by Layla Ortiz, who is Bishop of the Metropolitan Washington, D.C. Synod. As a child growing up in the Pentecostal Church, I was encouraged to know Jesus as a friend and lover of my soul, even as I was consistently taught to fear God and that the potential consequence of my sin was eternal damnation. I was also introduced to the possibility and beauty of being in intimate relationship with Jesus. 6 days a week I'd go to church and hear some rendition of Repent, for Jesus is coming back and you want to be ready, but not before a good hour of prayer and praise. Dim lights, corporate spontaneous prayer aloud and somehow in unison. Music and lyrics stirring our hearts and, yes, our emotions. My fellow siblings in Christ and I on our knees, sometimes face to the ground, other times arms stretched to the sky, eyes closed, tears flowing, wrapped in the move of the Holy Spirit. It was a love fest to the God who became flesh and saved us from ourselves. I wish I could say that by the time the sermon came around, I was too lost in the love that enveloped me to take the fear-based word at face value, but that wouldn't be true. I did believe the conditional love, grace, and salvation presented to me, and I often used it to condemn those who did not live or believe as I did. Even still, and by the grace of God, the Spirit inspired, and Jesus insisted I get to know him better. One day, it occurred to me that I needed some time alone with God. I purposely used all my lunch money and bus fare so I wouldn't be tempted to take the bus home, and then the 2-mile walk would be my alone time with God. I met up with my friend Jesus and told him about my day and my dreams, and it was such a delightful walk that I did the same thing the next day. Even though I wasn't sure of the implications of song as prayer, I did sing such songs as, "Renew me, Lord Jesus, I no longer want to be the same. Renew me, Lord Jesus, put your heart in mine, because all that I am needs more of you." I'd sing Te Laboré by Danilo Montero with its text, "You are the only reason for my worship, O Jesus. You have gifted me your salvation. There is joy in my heart, and with my song I will praise you, my good Jesus." I'd sing, I'd pray, and mean every word of it, and then I'd get home to read the Bible. I found myself intrigued by Deborah, with her wisdom and ability to lead, by Moses, as he highlighted his insecurities before God, and by Esther, as she was called for such a time as this, but nothing drew me in more than God's incarnation. How Jesus turned the tables in the face of abuse and injustice, healed the woman facing the issues of blood and marginalization, spoke to the ostracized and lonely woman at the well, and taught his followers how to love as they had been loved by him. Jesus was awe-inspiring to me, and I couldn't get enough of him. Eventually, this devotional time evolved into a love affair. I looked forward to our intentional time together, and I talked about him to anyone who would listen. I loved Jesus then, and this love overflowed into the rest of my life, through today. I share this because the more I engage the beautiful and beloved people of God, the more I realize that few of them know that a loving, intimate, intentional relationship with Jesus is possible. Many go to church Sunday morning, enjoy communal worship, partake of the sacraments, and I hope leave knowing that they're loved, but they don't engage the one who loves them so dearly until the following Sunday. I believe our church and our world needs Jesus lovers who love as they've been loved, truly, unconditionally, and extravagantly. Love is holy and revolutionary. It causes renewal, transformation, and liberation. It begs to be embodied and shared. This is so because God is love, and this love became incarnate so that we might not just know about it, but know it for ourselves, so that we might love God and neighbor in ways that affect our daily living and the lives of those around us. I pray we will be inspired by the Spirit to learn, to know, and love Jesus, not for the sake of our eternal salvation, but for the sake of our thirsty souls and our wounded world, with God's help and in Jesus' name. Amen.